Okay, today Be'ez Hashem we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Bechara, so we're up to Parakei Mishnah Vav. Hashochet es Bechar u'mecharo. Some shechts a Bechar, and then he sells it. He sells the meat of the animal. V'nodesh lo her'ahu. And then they realize, this guy never showed its mum to someone to paskin, that it's actually mum kavua. So mashach lo'achlu, whatever they ate is ready eaten. V'yachsel ha'masadamim. But you have to give them back. You have to refund the money, because they paid good money for this. And it turns out that it was Asri. He sold the me'acholos asuros. U'mashal whatever they didn't eat, habasar you cover, you have to bury that meat, and you have to return the money, because he sold them something that they could not use. If you shecht a cow and you sold it, and then later we discover that this cow was a trefa, it was asar mida oraisa to eat. Whatever they ate, they eat, but you still have to reimburse them for the money that they paid, because what did you give them? You gave them an isser, you didn't give them something that was beneficial to them. And whatever they didn't eat, they should return the meat back to the guy. He can give them their money back. If the people who bought it sold it to non-Jewish people or gave it to their dogs, so they didn't end up doing an Aveira, then they should pay whatever the cost is at the ANP for trefa meat, because that's essentially all the hana they got from it is from trefa meat. Okay, moving on to the sixth parak of Maseches Bechoros. So this mission is going to talk about. This parak is going to talk about different types of mumin. Since we learned that a mum is what's matir a bechor, so what is a mum? So elu mumin shochten es a bechor. These mumin are valid mumin that you could shecht a bechor on account of. Nifkama ozno min haschus. If the ear is missing some of the cartilage of the ear, avelo min haor, but not if it's missing part of the skin that covers the cartilage of the ear. Nistuka afal pi shelo chasra. If the cartilage is cut, even though it's not missing anything, nikva melo karshina. If the cartilage has a hole in it the size of a karshina, which is some type of seed, oshe yavsha, or it's dried out, so all of that is a valid mum to be matir b'char. Ezu yavesha, what do we mean that it's dried out? Kol shetinake v'enu motziya tibas dam. It means if you were to prick it with a needle, no blood would come out. Rabbi Yosef ben Meshulam omer, yavesha shetei nefrachas. Yavesha means even more dried out than that it will crumble to the touch. So it's not just that it won't bleed, but that it's so dried out that it would mamish crumble. So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah of the fifth parak, we said that if you shechted a bechor but did not ask a shaila about the mum and you sold it, so you need to reimburse all the money. And the same is true if you shechted a para and it turned out to be a trefa, you need to reimburse all of the money. But if the guy that bought it from you didn't do an aveira because he fed it to dogs or something, or he sold it to a guy, then you have to adjust the purchase price to the purchase price for a trefa and not the purchase price of kosher meat. And then in Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, we learned about the mumin on an ear that would be considered a real mum. If it's missing some of the cartilage, but not just missing the skin over the cartilage, if the cartilage is cut, even though it's not chaser, if the cartilage has a hole in it the size of a karshina, if it's dried out, those are all considered valid mumin, but two opinions of what dried out means. Either it means that it won't bleed, or it means that it will mamish crumble when you squeeze it, when you touch it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis.